South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got our final segment today. Our final segment is brought to you by IMN, the Information Management Network. Remember to go to imn.org/bankersfl2014. Their agenda for the Banker and Financial Institution Special is available on their website. You can get it there, or you can call 212-244-3428. And when you go to the event, it's being sponsored by Byrne Forman, and we've got one of Byrne Forman's top partners with us today. I want to welcome to the show Denise Del Powell. She's a partner in the Orlando office of Burr Foreman. She's sometimes referred to as the Queen of Central Florida Bankruptcy Court. I'm not going to let you live that one down. And we're going to talk today about what the future opportunities in REO real estate. Welcome to the show, Denise.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So how'd it go in court today?
It went well yesterday and today were great. In fact, there were some folks who knew you and spoke very highly of you when I was waiting for to be called to court.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tell them
said you were the best person for business radio in South Florida.
Now I'm blushing, and boy, were they right. Well, listen, Denise, welcome to the show. I know that you've done all kinds of really cool things, read a whole bunch of articles. I printed it all out. I am certainly not going to ask you what you said in the article on Ponzi schemes and bankruptcy until later in the show.
Okay. I appreciate that. That was quite a while ago. I may have forgotten it all.
Well, and there you have it in a nutshell. We're really all just about having a good time and getting some good word out there. So, you know, what have you been working on as far as the REO world? You know, a lot of people talk about a melting iceberg. A lot of people talk about there's still going to be some maturity defaults as the interest rates are going to start drifting up. What do you really hear when you put your ear to the ground?
Interesting, because it depends on who you talk to. You know, a lot of folks are saying what's left to go into REO is sort of the properties that no one wants to touch. But you know, what we're seeing is some of the properties moving more quickly, and the lenders really wanting to move things out and being able to, you know, get some property at good prices. What's going into REO, I think that's going to be more interesting as we look forward to the next year or two, because as you watch what's going on in the construction arena, you're seeing lots and lots of multifamily throughout Florida. And condominiums are coming back, and I think that that's where we're going to see sort of the next wave, maybe 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Well, that's very fascinating. It'd be interesting to see how all that plays out. Down here, we obviously have a different economy than you guys have up in Orlando. You're a little bit more horizontal than we are. Mm-hmm. It will be interesting. One of the things that we do is we look to partner up with operating partners that look to take some of these repositioning assets. We'll bring in the capital, and then we can go joint venture and do development with them. But what I'm seeing is that a number of banks have now been recapitalized. They've moved their troops back into production, and they may now be ready to just take these assets, move them off their books, and go to the next phase. Are you seeing something like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's real interesting because, you know, in Central Florida, the business community is a little different than South Florida, and the banks are all ready to loan again. But the underwriting is still pretty tight. They're all competing to get the same, you know, get loans from the same businesses, and but they're ready to go, and they're becoming competitive. You know, they're all competing, like I said, for the same loans, and so you're seeing more flexibility in the term of the loan, and that's where we really see the competition, because some of the community banks and smaller banks can take the loans further out than the big banks. And but they want to move forward and loan and get rid of the, you know, the property that's left in REO.
Yeah, and then I'm spiffing myself up. I'm going to be doing one of the panels here on basically what we're talking about, REO and what's going on in the future. And I'm talking to a bunch of the bankers, and each bank is seeing a completely different perspective. You have the large super regional that's been through the mill. You have the small community bank that's still having an issue of making good, solid loans. And then you have the bank that was the acquirer, and they just can't put out enough money. And so it's really interesting to see the replumbing of the financial system. How are some of your clients coming to grips with this? Are you seeing this?
I am. And it's interesting that how you described it, because I think it says it perfectly. I think the only thing you didn't mention is some of the large community banks who didn't really get into trouble are probably the best positioned for some of the smaller business. They can move faster and make the loans. They can be more competitive on terms and don't always require as much treasury. You come in and use as much treasury services. They like it, but they're not requiring it. And we're seeing them get some of the loans in the big banks. They can't move as fast, so they're losing some of the loans. So I think what's going to happen is some of our more regional, national banks are seeing this happening, so they're restructuring internally so they can move faster and be more competitive. It's just too difficult. They're losing loans, and they can't really do that.
Well, we've only got about a minute or so left, but this is a good question. Are the new banking regulations impacting one bank demographic more than the other, and will this eventually also move things into REO a little faster?
Well, I think it's impacting, the new regs are impacting the smaller banks, I think, more than the big banks. The bigger banks have a infrastructure that can handle making sure that the new regs are implemented, and the smaller banks, they don't have that same infrastructure, and it's much more difficult for them.
Well, Denise Del Powell, she's a partner with her law firm in Orlando I'm pulling the wrong paper, and Denise, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, no, law firm of Burn Foreman.
Thank you.
I will also be speaking at IMN, so I look very forward to meeting you there and listening to your panel and hearing what you all have to say on REO.
Oh, my gosh, you are a savior. I can't wait to buy you a non-alcoholic beverage for making that all work out for me. You're the best. And now I am the best guy on Business Talk Radio on Miami. But it's because of you, Denise. I want to thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at IMN's event in a couple of weeks as well.
Sounds great. Have a good evening.
All right. You too.